Fernandina Beach Republican Senator Aaron Bean is the bill's Senate sponsor.
Senate Bill 444 codifies in statutes the existing Pregnancy Support Services Program, which has been funded by the state since the 2005-2006 fiscal year. The program provides pregnancy support and wellness services, program awareness activities, and communication activities through a statewide alliance. The bill directs the Department of Health to contract with the Pregnancy Care Support Network and creates contract deliverables for the program, including financial reports, staffing requirements, and timeframes for achieving obligations.
The goal, supporters say, is to not only provide millions in funds, but to also regulate the state's pregnancy crisis centers that provide support and wellness services. But it comes with one caveat that many opponents disagree with.
The network is to contract only with providers who exclusively promote and support childbirth.
That means it could preclude groups that provide information on birth control and abortion services like Planned Parenthood from receiving any state funds. Opponents of the measure say that means it picks winners and losers.
I questioned some of the people who came in the health care committee, and they told me they do not provide contraceptive services.
That's Lantana Republican Representative Lori Berman, who's against the measure.
I can't imagine someone getting health care information and not having access to something as basic as contraceptive services. This legislation does not attempt to solve the documented problem of the crisis pregnancy centers providing inaccurate and incomplete medical information. Instead of funding these crisis pregnancy centers, we should be addressing the issue of misleading women and not providing medically accurate information.
But the bill's House sponsor, Tampa Republican Representative Jackie Toledo, says that's not the case.
As a mother, I can't imagine not knowing where to turn if I was pregnant and not knowing who to turn to and having the support needed. This is not about picking winners and losers. This bill is about more choices, not less. This bill is about more access, not less.
Still, some bill supporters say it's a fair point to note that no other state agency is directed to contract with a particular entity in perpetuity. Here's Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley.
Well, my understanding of the explanation of the bill today was that there's an entity that includes several different sub-entities, but you know what? It's a fair question, and it's certainly something that I look forward to addressing if this bill makes it up to the floor.
And after passing the Senate Appropriations Committee Thursday, the bill is now headed to the Senate floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.